Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from Building 25 with two special guests who have built a really interesting application. Why don't we start with who you are? Tell us who you are and what you do. So we'll start with you.
Great, Seth. Thank you. I'm Jim Palmieri, co-founder and CEO of Agiture Technologies.
And I'm Tony Modenoff. I'm also co-founder, and I'm the CTO of Agiture Technologies.
Fantastic. So why don't we start with sort of the impetus or the reason why you built this? Let's start with that.
Yeah, so for the last kind of 10 years, I've been trying to keep track of my expenses for certain reasons, like, for example, taxes and so on. But has always been a pain, actually, to go and itemize each receipt. So we thought with all these technologies that we have, like mobile phones, machine learning, cloud, OCR, can we build an application that actually can simplify this so I can just take a picture of my receipt and everything automatically or magically gets classified?
So Toddy, like no joke, I literally have been doing expenses today. It's the most horrible thing. Like, because I don't even remember, you know, you get the receipt and you like crumple it up and you put it in your pocket and you don't want to do it. So tell us, there they are. So you wanted to find a better way to do this and you thought there's tons of technologies out there. So how, can you show us what you built and then we can talk a little bit about how you made it work?
Yeah, so we can show it. It's a very simple prototype that we built using all Microsoft technologies, maybe except the device, which is Android. So let me demo that.
All right, let's do it.
What I'll do is I'll take a picture of Trader Joe's receipt.
Okay. Wait, yeah. Trader Joe's, super important place.
Yep.
I go there all the time.
Yeah. Our groceries. So, and what we've built is actually a model that after taking the receipt, we can submit it to a cloud service that's running on Azure, and we can get some classification back whether this is, for example, groceries, and we got, yes, this is like 100% groceries receipt. Mm-hmm. We can try with another one, let's say with...
what other information is there? I just want to see. So I see.
Yeah, right now we kind of, as we said, this is a prototype that we built. So we are getting the most, the three most kind of probable categories for this receipt. Of course, you can choose the highest probability.
Sure, so it's automatically creating the right classification just by looking at the picture.
By looking at the picture.
All right, next.
So let's try with another one. And this is Tully's, and normally Tully's we classify as a daily snack or coffee. Well, and you can see it's 84% daily snack, so
nice,
pretty accurate, right?
So that's pretty impressive, right? I mean, it's like, I was literally doing this, and I had to go in and look at my receipt, and I had to see where it happened, and I had to like see, okay, so that was a food thing, and I had to put it as a food. This will automatically look at a picture and be able to know what kind of receipt it is.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So how did you guys come up with the idea? We'll go with you, Jim.
Yeah, so we're looking for a better way to help people with expense reports, whether it's business and putting your business expense reports in or personal.
Sure.
Right, and being able to manage your budget. And we also were looking at developing our expertise around the Microsoft BI stack, machine learning, cognitive services, and we thought this was a great fit to take this solution, which has value to both consumers and business, and develop it on the Microsoft stack.
I love it. So before we get into like how the architecture of the thing works, I'm super interested. Like, how did you learn all of this stuff? I mean, I'm assuming you used a lot of the sort of BI pipeline. There's a lot of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. How did you get up to speed on this stuff, Toddy?
Well, we've been working with Microsoft for quite a while. We both are actually ex-Microsoft people. Mm-hmm. So I also used to work on the Azure stack at the beginning, like 5-6 years ago. We are very familiar with Microsoft, and we like the technologies that are coming out of Azure. So that's how we... Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that there was also some kind of hack fest. Did you do something like that too?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that, Jim?
So Microsoft makes it real easy for people to understand and use their technology. They did a great job bringing us in. We had been in the process of building this application, and they invited us to this hack fest, and they brought resources in to help us, whether it was Microsoft technology or open source technology.
Sure.
You know, they're very open and provided the ability for us to understand and accelerate. And there were some areas where we were challenged and or challenging the Microsoft technology, and the resources were right there to help us.
Awesome. What about you? What did you think of the Hackfest?
Actually, it was a great experience. So we had, as Jim mentioned, the people that we can go and ask, and like, for example, mm-hmm. we need this, how can we do it? And one of the outcomes was that first, we didn't actually use all the technologies that we use for the application mm-hmm. right now. Like, for example, we are not mobile developers. Mm-hmm. We are more on the back end, but now looking at Xamarin, it's a very easy way to actually go and port this application to different platforms. So that's one thing. Another thing is and we can jump into the technical details, but like, for example, we use Docker mm-hmm. for our development, and deploying this application on Azure Container Service, it was very easy and very kind of surprisingly easy for us.
So this is effectively a modern full-scale Azure cloud application, because when you talk about containers, it seems like you're using some kind of BI stack as well. So you're actually using sort of all the corners of what one would use in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, yeah. Should we dig in and see how you built it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So the application is, like, from architecture point of view, quite simple. So we have APIs that are developed on the Azure Container Service
mm-hmm.
That actually are running there, and they can be scaled as much as we want to.
Mm-hmm.
We store some information in DocumentDB, which is actually, we itemize each receipt, and we store metadata about the receipt in DocumentDB, so we can go and find it later on. And we also store the original images of the receipt in Azure Storage, so it's a very simple kind of traditional way to do this on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we also use the data that is stored in Azure Storage, and we feed a machine learning model,
uh-huh.
Which actually uses that data in order to create the classification for the receipts.
I see.
Additional service that we use from Azure is also the Cognitive Services Vision API, which allows us to get the information from the receipt, from the image that we take of the receipt, into digital information, like we can recognize entities like store name, or we can pull out information like, for example, the total amount of the receipt, which actually offers much more possibilities around what we can do with that information.
So as I'm looking at this architecture, and hopefully mm-hmm. we can leave it on the architecture slide for a little bit, the Azure Container Services holds all of the APIs in a containerized form such that you can scale really, really largely.
Absolutely.
And then the back end to that, where the data is stored, is DocumentDB and blob storage for the images.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense. Now what you do is, once you have those images, you're using machine learning and vision API to do a lot more with the receipts.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's awesome. So can we get into a little bit of, because I'm a sucker for machine learning.
Yeah.
What kind of machine models are you using? How hard was it to use machine learning and the Vision API?
So before we start, actually, we are not machine learning experts. We are software developers, right? And using actually Azure Machine Learning Studio, it was really easy for us because the models are pre-built. So we use we started with simple classification model, which actually takes the data. We have some tag data that we actually did some work. And keep in mind, this model is built only on like
a picture.
Not on picture, it's built on like the OCR from the Vision API.
Even smarter, yeah.
Yeah, but we created very small data set in order to achieve this. Mm-hmm. We have tens of thousands of receipts, but we still working on classifying those manually in order to create the model.
Uh-huh.
But we used only 1,600 receipts in order to do the classification for
which
this category.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, and we achieved for about 6 or 7 categories that we choose for those receipts, like more than 80% accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming back to your question, how easy it was to build that, it was like just drag and drop. Like mm-hmm. Azure Machine Learning Studio is very easy. We just connected the data. We choose one model or another, so we were able to play with different models. At the end, actually, the Chi-Yen, who was a Microsoft advisor on the machine learning side, mm-hmm. so she also started with a neural network that mm-hmm. can use the classification, which will significantly improve the accuracy mm-hmm. also. But as I said, so the simplest thing is we can choose a classification, simple classification model on the left, drag it, connect the data, and we can get information within hour or two.
That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit more about sort of the overall stack. And I'm thinking like how you set up the projects, right? You had the Xamarin project, and you probably had an API project as well. Is that right?
Yep.
Is there any other code in there that we're missing that I don't know about?
Yeah, so when we came to the hackathon, we already had the API project because we've been working on that to actually upload the receipt, store them in DocumentDB, store them in. So this was ready before the hackathon. So we created the Xamarin project during the hackathon, and implementing the application was just a couple of hours work with the help of the Microsoft colleagues. The other part that we developed during the hackathon was some Python scripts that actually take the OCR from the JSON, and they transform this into a CSV format that machine learning can understand, and that's about it.
So you already had the API ready to go for uploading pictures and having someone have an account or whatever to log in and just send pictures or whatever. Yeah. So you had that part done, and all the stuff around it was what you built during the hackathon. How long did it take you sort of end-to-end to build this little demo?
So the whole hackfest was about 4 days, where we spent maybe like 4 hours per day developing, but we were ready with the demo on the second day. Like the first version of the demo was ready on the second day. The rest of the time we just improved the model. We discussed actually what we need to improve in the data. We got suggestions actually how we can make that better after the hackathon.
And there's something about having a prototype that you're like, wow, we did this. I bet there's like some bits flipping in your head thinking, this is where I want to go. Where do you want to go with this?
Yeah, we're working on developing a minimum viable product, and then we're going to look at taking it to market.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so what is a minimum viable product for you? What if people are like, oh, I could totally use this, what are some of the features that they're going to be super excited about?
Well, I think getting the machine learning algorithms to understand a wide variety of different receipts. You know, we're still working on that because we've got a narrow classification. And getting both the mobile app and a variety of platforms, as well as the online app working, so that we can then test it out in the marketplace.
That's awesome. And what about you? What are some cool things that you're like, I want to use this tech, I want to use this tech, I want to make sure it does this. What do you say?
Yeah, I'll come back to my kind of initial goal. Want to limit my time from maybe 1 hour a week to do my expense reports to couple of minutes. So what I want is I take a picture and I would like each line item to be classified and to tell me, okay, is that a food, is that a coffee, and so on. And at the end of the week, I want to see, okay, how much did I spend this week? So
I love the user focus on this. I don't want to do this. So we're programmers. What we do is we will spend an inordinate amount of time to not spend an inordinate amount of time. It's pretty fantastic. So where can people go to find out more about you and what you're working on?
Yeah, so they can go to Azure, to our website, which is agitertech.com. And we also have a Twitter account, which is agitertech, or Facebook page, so they can go there. And
we'll make sure to put links below. Anything else you'd like to add, sort of final words, Jim?
Yeah, no, I think special thanks to the Microsoft team. John Schoenchuk's team, the partner team, Chen Chu Yan. They did a great job of getting the resources together and helping us accelerate the build.
Awesome. And anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to say that it's actually an amazing partnership that we have with Microsoft, and we are investing more and more in that.
I love it. I look forward to this app. I will use it because I hate doing expense reports, and I know you do too. Thanks so much, Jim and Toddy, for being with us. We've learned all about how you too can build your own startup with some of the cool services on Azure and how they also did it in about a week or so. Thanks so much for being with us, Jim and Toddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. It's Channel 9. We will see you next time. Take care.